This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're expecting official word this week from the Food and Drug Administration that it's going to propose a ban on menthol cigarettes, possibly slash probably, along with some other restrictions on flavored e-cigarettes. But announcing a new government policy and getting it done are two totally different things, often with a whole lot of time in between, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
When Scott Gottlieb became FDA commissioner last year, he said he wanted tobacco to be one of the agency's main initiatives. But how quickly could the FDA make real changes? Well, when it comes to flavored e-cigarettes, the agency has some wonky enforcement discretion it could use to essentially create a ban, says Stephanie Miller with Height Capital Markets.
It would force the removal of certain products unless and until the FDA approved them for those manufacturers to sell again on the market.
Going through the FDA's traditional rulemaking process would take much longer. In August, the commissioner co-wrote a blog post saying he wanted to expedite rules around flavored e-cigarettes and certain flavored cigarettes.
It basically moved my timeline for completion in my mind from 2024 at the earliest to 2022 at the earliest. And that is me trying to game out how long it will take them to go through all the comments, issue their proposed rule, go through all those comments, and issue a final rule.
Banning menthol cigarettes would have to go through a similar rulemaking process. Plus, any rule the FDA does finalize will likely face legal challenges by the tobacco industry, says Joelle Lester, the director of tobacco control at the Public Health Law Center. She points to a 2011 rule that required graphic health warnings on cigarette packaging.
And then the industry sued, and litigation delayed everything, and then eventually the industry won, and the agency is back to the drawing board.
She says the FDA still hasn't proposed a replacement rule. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.